In the 1960s, Nebraska's first lady decided that the state needed that hallmark of civilized statehood, an official state song. There was a competition, and a Russian immigrant named Jim Frost won it with this song, Beautiful Nebraska.
Beautiful Nebraska, peaceful prairie land, laced with many rivers and high hills of sand.
It's a kind of solemn civic anthem, almost spiritual. There are references to the master's hand, and it celebrates the prairies, the hills, and the valleys of the Cornhusker State. Well, evidently, 40 years of singing this hymn to Nebraska's natural wonders has struck some people as enough. A bill has been proposed in the state legislature to replace it with this song, the more upbeat country sound of Ginger Tenbensel's I Love Nebraska.
I live in a state where the wildlife runs free, and you can step out on your front porch, hear a meadowlark sing. You can see the wheat fields waving and the corn growing tall. I'm from Nebraska, I believe it says it all.
Now, Jim Frost is no longer with us to stand up for his composition, but his son Nick Frost is. Mr. Frost, how do you feel about the move to replace your father's song, Beautiful Nebraska, with that newer song?
Well, we're understandably a little bit disappointed, but we understand the other party's passion for her state, which was not unlike the passion that my father had and the love of Nebraska. In our family's opinion, the state song that's been in place for the last 40 years, the words best describe the state as a whole.
Well, joining us from Lincoln, Nebraska now is Nebraska State Senator Carol Burling. And Senator Burling, you have proposed the resolution that would change the state song. Why?
Well, the writer of the new proposed song is a constituent of mine, and she sang it at the governor's inaugural ball. And many people thought that that should be our state song. Like the current state song, I have no problem with that, but I thought I would introduce the bill as a forum for the two sides to debate their favorite song.
Your constituent is Ginger Tenbensel, who I gather is a television journalist.
Yes.
In Nebraska. And she was in 1981 Miss Rodeo Nebraska.
Yes, and this proposed new song is a little more Western and a little more upbeat, some people think.
That you figure I Love Nebraska just is, it's more timely, it's more contemporary.
Yeah, I think it's probably more contemporary, but that doesn't mean it is better.
Well, Senator Burling, I wanted to play for you one possible compromise. This is a rendition of Beautiful Nebraska, the existing state song,
uh-huh.
But it's played by a band called Sideshow.
Okay. Yes, I doubt that that would succeed in being adopted in Nebraska. But who knows?
Well, I think that your opinion of Sideshow's rendition of Beautiful Nebraska is about the only thing that you have in common in this with Nick Frost, whom we asked earlier his opinion of that particular song.
I don't really care for it, I guess. You know, and our family really doesn't want to get into the controversy itself, but I can tell you this, that the response has been pretty much overwhelming in favor of keeping things the way they are.
That is Nick Frost, whose father composed Beautiful Nebraska, the current state song. We also heard from Senator Carol Burling, whose bill in the legislature would change the song to I Love Nebraska. The bill is expected to go to committee for a hearing on February 26th.